The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us. And you want insurance prices to be brought down now and brought down significantly. Why and how?
Well, I think the insurance companies have run out of road here. They've run out of excuses for not cutting premiums. They said repeatedly, and gave this in evidence to Oireachtas finance committees, that if they got certain reforms, they would cut, that would reduce their costs, claims costs, and they would pass those on to consumers. Now they have got some very radical reforms and changes, everything they've asked for, essentially. There's been changes, for example, the judges agreed to these personal injuries award guidelines, which lowered the award levels in courts and in the injuries board, injuries resolution board it's called now, it used to be called the personal injuries assessment board. They're down by between 33 and 40%, the award levels.
And yes, sir, the insurance industry fought against that, having looked for reforms when the amount of payments that would have to be made in compensation was set as a lower level. Did they actually object to that?
No, they didn't. It was kind of, there was challenges to it. There was about 10 different challenges in the Supreme Court to this.
Okay.
There was the main case was heard yesterday. There was a decision on it yesterday in the Supreme Court. It was a Bridget Delaney of Dungarvan in Waterford, who challenged the legality or the this ruling, but it was found to be legally binding by the seven judges in the Supreme Court. Now there are other challenges on this, but this was a test case, a lead case. So this is huge. This is where the judges themselves came together and decided to cut the award levels across the board by between 30 and 40%. Now there are aspects, it was a very complicated judgment. There are aspects of it that were found to be, had some difficulties, but the fact that it was endorsed by the Oireachtas, the Supreme Court found it's not for judges to make law or whatever, but it was endorsed by the Oireachtas, so that's fine. So this is a major...
Sir, does that mean that then, if the prices or the costs to the insurers of making settlements or payments is down by 30 or 40%, then the price that they charge for insurance should come down by much the same amount?
Well, at least 20% anyway, Matt, I think would be reasonable there. And now, they were saying up to now, well, look, there was uncertainty about this. It was being challenged in the Supreme Court. We couldn't be sure, that this wouldn't be thrown out by the Supreme Court. And also, a lot of cases, to take so long to go through court, they're going through under the old system, where the awards were much higher. It was called a book of quantum. So, look, this is huge. This is huge. It's a huge saving for insurance companies. They've also got changes on duty of care, where somebody injures themselves on a sports field or in a premises. It's not the full responsibility of the owner of the premises, the insured policyholder. They have to share some of the blame if they're responsible for some of the blame. There's a new dedicated Garda fraud squad. And the injuries board, now called the injuries resolution board, which is a kind of free to use, you don't have to go, you have a lawyer. That has been totally reformed and many different changes there. So they've got pretty much everything they have wanted here. So it's time now for the insurance companies to stop spoofing, stop giving us reasons why they can't do it, stop giving us excuses and start delivering on premium cuts instead of just saying, more reasons why we can't. Because they're probably going to trot out more excuses, Matt. They're probably going to tell us that, the cost of repairing motor cars has gone up, so that's going to cost more. And another issue is lawyers as well. This should discourage lawyers for all the time trying to go into court, because if they can push a case, even though there's a settlement offered in the injuries board, if they can push it through court, they can make very, very big legal fees.
Not even if it necessarily goes to trial, but if it gets to the steps of the court, often the insurers would settle for a higher amount than might have been awarded at what was the PAIB.
Yes, and would pay the legal costs. You take business insurance, for example, which is we all pay for this indirectly because it means prices go up if businesses are paying through the neck for insurance. This is a recent report out in the last 2 weeks from the central bank. For business insurance, it found that in 2022, €163 million was paid in compensation. €162 million paid out in claims. On top of that, there was legal costs of €97 million. So the lawyers are making easy money here. It's a gravy train. They don't want it to stop. It's a nice little earner, but that has to end now. And thankfully, we're seeing more judges throwing out dodgy cases. They don't always award costs against the people who take the cases, but at least they're throwing them out. Now that these guidelines, these judge-decided personal injuries award guidelines are legally okay, there should be no excuse not to lower the levels of awards paid, and that should lead then to lower premiums. If it doesn't, we're in serious trouble here, I think.
Something else I want to ask you about, green mortgages. So one of the banks has cut green mortgage lending rates.
Yeah.
Which sounds good, but is that fair on those who don't qualify for a so-called green mortgage?
Yeah, in some ways this is good, of course. And this is banks, of course, ticking the box, and they're told to do this by regulators. You know, they have to be sustainable. They have to have a lot of their loans that are fall under this, what they call ESG, environmental social governance. So, that, you know, they're seen to be operating in a sustainable way, that they're not funding dirty industries or dirty activities. So, you know, AIB Group, which also encompasses EBS and Haven, they reduced their green mortgage rates. Now, green mortgage rates are rates that you get a discount. If you have a building energy rating of B3 or better. B3 or better, so B or A. And essentially, that's great. You know, if you have the money to carry out refurbishment or retrofit on an existing home, that's great. If you can buy a brand new house, that's great, because it's going to be probably going to be a B or an A rating. But if you're like most people who can't get a brand new build if you're buying a house, because there just aren't enough being built, and those that are probably being bought by funds or by approved housing bodies, 66% of first-time buyers end up buying second-hand homes, you don't get those green mortgage rates. So the accusation here is that this is discrimination, that this isn't fair, that this is kind of disadvantaging people who can't necessarily buy a new house. And if you're a first-time buyer who's buying a brand new house, you probably also get the first home scheme, the help to buy. You could get 100 grand off the home. So, you know, it's seen as very, very unfair, and discriminates against people who can't necessarily find a brand new house to buy.
But I see Bank of Ireland has launched a new mortgage product with discounts based on energy ratings.
Now, Bank of Ireland will argue here they're giving a discount not just for a green mortgage, you know, and so not just a house with a high energy rating. They're saying if you have any rating at all, and all houses will have some energy rating, so if you're rating all the way down to G, which is a pretty poorly performing house in terms of efficiency, we'll give you some kind of a discount on a fixed rate. They're saying that's much fairer. So we're not necessarily saying that your house has to be a high-performing, brand-new, you know, well-insulated house to get a discount. We'll give you one all the way down. Now, it's tiered. You get a much smaller discount if your house is not that efficient. But they're saying here, look, this is encouraging people to go out there, and if they have to get the money to do some energy saving work on the house. They're calling it an eco-saver mortgage. So, you know, it's a new innovation, it's different, but the whole thrust is towards trying to encourage people to buy better performing houses in terms of energy and newer houses.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. As ever, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.